write to us if you desire spiritual help or counsel. And I do that again at the close of today's program. Perhaps you have questions that have arisen in your mind, and you would like to receive literature from us concerning the assurance of salvation or what it means to walk with the Lord in fellowship. We'd be delighted to hear from you and to help you in any way we can. And in order to do that, you'll need to write to us for Back to the Bible, Box 421, Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Or Box 1012, Colombo, Sri Lanka. Or Box 3564, New Delhi, 110024, India. Remember that this month we are supplementing our daily broadcast with a booklet by Pastor Warren Wiersbe, a series of messages that he gave on the radio on the wonderful names of Jesus. I'll be telling you more about this in the days and weeks ahead, but you may have your free copy by requesting it by its title, The Wonderful Names of Jesus. Be sure to include your name and address when you write to us this week. Now this is Herman Ross inviting you to join us tomorrow on the same station when Theodore Epp will bring another message from God's Word, and we'll have some more fine music for you. Still join us on this station.
This is Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. World news read by Shivani Kanan. An American senator has urged the Reagan administration to work efforts to create an international unit to cope with a nuclear explosion. OPEC oil production records a sharp decline. Dr. Fidel Castro has been re-elected as head of state by Cuba's National Assembly. The United States has been urged by Senator William Crossmere to press for the creation of an international unit to cope with the nuclear explosion. He also urged the Reagan administration to increase safeguards to stop any nation exporting nuclear technology to countries seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Mr. Crossmere said in a statement that even given the possibility of a nuclear explosion, the industrialized nations